When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And we are back. Welcome back for hour number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally, and it is mock draft time, Matt.
Yeah.
And as we talked about,
rules.
We have rules here. We only get one trade in our mock draft today. We can make one.
Okay.
You mentioned, what would it cost for us to move up to the number one overall pick?
Yeah, we ran out of time last hour, but we were talking about, you know, different trades that were on ESPN and all that, and I ran and got a water, and I'm like, just hypothetical, what would it cost for 20 to 1?
I mean, you're talking probably with some of those other prices that we just talked about.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
I mean,
to move up from 8 to 1
was
three firsts and three seconds.
Exactly. You know, exactly. I mean, at the water cooler, I'm sitting there going, if that was something, Mr. Rooney comes to me and says, negotiate a deal for the first overall pick. All right, I call up the Bears. Let's go have dinner at, you know, St. Elmo's or whatever. All right, do I get your attention with 20, next year's first, and TJ Watt? All right, we can have a conversation then, Steelers. And they still might be like, and I want the first after that. I mean,
or
like,
your next 2 second round picks.
Throw in
too.
Minka.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's that's the kind of stuff you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, I might be even far off.
Right.
You go from 1 to 20 is a haul for them.
Can't do it. Yeah.
No, right. I mean, need just, a lot.
You know, even when Kansas City made the move up, they went to 10.
They went to 10. It's on for the first overall pick.
Right.
Right. I mean, it doesn't happen much. I mean, even trying to think of like Julio Jones was, they were like 13-3, the Falcons. And they went to 6, you know, and they gave up a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not for one. They didn't go up to get Cam Newton at 1. They got Julio at 6, who was the second receiver off the board that year even, you know. I mean,
yeah.
So it's almost undoable.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like here's the keys to the facility.
Yeah.
You know, right.
You know, the Ricky Williams trade. We're going to give you all of our draft picks the next 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, like if the Steelers offered them their entire draft this year, they'd laugh at you.
Yeah.
That doesn't even get you in the door. I mean,
no.
You can't even sit at the poker table.
And Chicago sitting here with, they get the first pick and the 9th pick.
Which is great.
Then they don't pick again until 75.
Because they signed Sweat, or they traded for Sweat. Yeah.
And then they have 111, 123, 143. That's why, to me, making a deal.
I'm certainly listening.
To move down.
Yeah, yeah.
And acquiring more picks. And then you look at next year's draft. They have their first round pick, 2 seconds, a third, a fourth, a fifth, and 2 sixths.
So they got a lot next year.
If I can add to that, I've already got a first and 2 seconds next year.
One of those seconds is from the Bryce Young trade, right?
Yeah. Okay. If I can get another first and another second next year, now I can rebuild my roster.
Mm-hmm. Plus all the cap space.
And I get a lot of
reasonably well lately. Yeah. And you take the chance on Fields and you still, you know, have options if he flops or you
got two more years to figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. Or if
and
he's terrible
draft
this
picks.
Year.
Yeah.
Don't pick up the fifth-year option.
Right.
Use that cap space elsewhere and trade up. I'd certainly be interested. I always love the trading out of one scenarios.
Okay. So we're ready to go here.
Example, though. The Bears would not have been better off sitting there and taking Bryce Young last year.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they got – it's working. That's why we're having this conversation.
Right.
They made such a good deal getting out of one last year.
All right. We're starting the draft. We're not trading up.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So the picks ahead of us. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Marvin Harrison at 3, Cooper DeJean at 4.
Wow.
Brock Bowers at 5, Malik Nabers at 6, Nate Wiggins at 7.
Wow.
Joe Alt at 8, Rome Odunziel at 9, Fashanu at 10, Terrion Arnold at 11, Talisi Fuaga at 12, Jaden Daniels falls to 13.
Wow.
Quinyon Mitchell at 14, Byron Murphy at 15, Dallas Turner at 16, Kool-Aid McKinstry at 17, J.C. Latham at 18, Leitu at 19.
A couple things. This time of year, everyone knows that there's like seasons in the NFL, and if you've been doing this long enough, you realize right around now, and especially next week when everyone's in the same city, that the, quote, draft Knicks, the media guys, start to get a little more tuned into what's going on in NFL buildings.
Yeah,
they start hearing things. And the NFL teams have a firmer idea because they're all in there now building things. And you start to realize, wow, the NFL's higher on these corners than we thought.
Yeah.
Like, and that worries me from a Steelers perspective is there's four or five corners, depending what you think of Kool-Aid, that you consider strongly at 20. They may not be there.
They may not be there.
I used to think it was a slam dunk. They may not be there.
Yeah.
And DeJean could go five or six.
Yeah. We have four trade offers.
Okay.
San Francisco's on the phone.
Whoa.
Their pick's at 31. The other team's on the phone. Kansas City at 32. Washington, whose next pick is 36. And Jacksonville, whose next pick is 48.
Wow. 48 would be a long way to
go. That's a long way to fall.
What's out there that we love? I mean, there's definitely some tackles.
So the best,
I think the corners are probably gone.
Pretty much. Powers Johnson is there.
Okay.
Jerzon Newton, Brian Thomas. Amarius Mims is still there. Fatanu is there. Graham Barton is there. Enos Rakestraw, Tyler Guyton.
If we go to 31, 32, we could keep our fingers crossed that Powers Johnson's there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's possible. But settle for Barton. Not that he's 100% going to be there, but that wouldn't be bad. There were two or three tackles of interest, right?
Yeah.
Guyton, Mims, Latham's gone.
Guyton and Mims were the guys.
They were the two. Okay.
And again, they might need to redshirt the entire
game. Right. And you'd feel a lot more comfortable taking them at 31 than you would at 20.
Yeah.
For that.
See, here's the thing that people, like, Cam Hayward is not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
T.J. Watt is not getting any younger.
Yeah, make it. I mean,
your window
guys.
With those guys
mm-hmm.
is starting to dwindle here a little bit.
Yeah.
Before you have to start completely rebuilding your defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want players that can play now.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, though, if you go all the way to 31, 32, I don't know enough about Rakestraw, but I'd have some interest there. But the way the corners are flying off the board, I doubt he's still available.
Yeah.
Thomas won't be there, the receiver, who I love, but that's kind of a luxury pick. I don't know if you can afford to go that far down.
The way this plays out, I don't want to go that far down.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'd take probably Powers Johnson.
I'd take Powers Johnson there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one day when we do these, we should say, you know, like we did in the first hour, the Steelers did sign a center and a safety, you know, like, right, you know, make up a world where they, you know, a couple of the needs are filled. But the way we know right now.
Well, we'll know in a couple of weeks. Exactly.
We don't even have to make it up. I mean, that stuff's going to start happening real soon. I think you take Powers Johnson.
I think Powers Johnson is the pick. Maybe there'll be some interest in that second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do have a trade offer here for the second-round pick, the players who went just ahead of us, Roman Wilson at 47.
Yeah, like him.
Kamari Lassiter at 48.
Mm.
Xavier Worthy at 49. Edgerrin Cooper at 50. And Mike Sanistrill at 51.
They all would have been in the mix.
Yeah. So the top players available, Chop Robinson.
Wow.
Jonah Ellis, Jalen Polk, Javon Bullard, Jaden Hicks, Kyrie Jackson, Chris Jenkins, Jonathan Brooks, Kalen Bullock, Ricky Pearsaw, Yale tight end. We'll figure out next week how to say that name.
The tackle.
I'll ask him at the combine.
Okay.
How do you pronounce your last name?
I'm sure it'll be his first thing he answers.
Yeah. Jalen McMillan, Christian Haynes, Junior Colson, Braylon Trice. We have, as I mentioned, one trade offer.
Chop Robinson stands out as the best player, so I would think somebody would want to come up to get him.
The Ravens.
He's a perfect Raven.
Are on the phone. They have picks 62, 93, 131, 134, 164, and 248.
I forget how this works. Do they make us an offer first, or do they just say
no,
they're interested?
No, we have to make them an offer.
Two and a three for
this
pick?
So obviously 52 would be in play. A three, well, that's 62 and 93. There's a 81% chance that gets accepted. So we could get perhaps more out of them. Can
mm-hmm.
we get a future Ravens pick out of
them? Get rid of our seventh while we're at it.
They're not going to give us a three. They might give us a four.
I think I'd be in on that. There wasn't a name there that I had to have.
That jumped out.
And a couple of them will still last till the end of the second round.
I'm going to offer the – so I've offered 52-238 for 62-93 and their fourth round pick next year.
I'd do that, even with the dreaded Ratbirds.
They accepted.
Okay.
There we go. Let's resume draft here. Who do they move up to go get?
I bet it's Chubb.
Probably. No, they came up to get Jonah Ellis.
Another edge rusher. Guy. I like Ellis.
Chop Robinson goes instead at 55 to the Browns.
Yeah, maybe you're playing against them one way or another.
Yeah. Okay.
But now we got stuff.
So let's see what we can do here. Jaden Hicks, still available.
Did fit in great.
Jonathan Brooks, Yale tight end. Christian Haynes. Junior Colson, Michael Pratt. Ruk Aurorho, Devontez Walker, Blake Fisher, Johnny Wilson. All the corners got.
I say I don't hear any corners.
The corners got picked over pretty good. Let's see who is still available at that position. You're looking at Jerrion Jones, Cam Hart, Chris Abrams, Drain, Andrew Phillips. I mean, I don't mind shopping.
That's not awful.
I don't mind shopping in that aisle,
mm-hmm.
but probably not in this round.
Yeah. I mean, what are we, about 20 picks away after this?
Yeah, we have 62 here. We got 84 next.
Probably be one of those corners available.
Yeah, I mean,
they weren't bad.
There's four or five of them and there.
I mean, I'm not going to lose a ton of sleep if they fall.
Yeah.
Who stands out, though, is?
To me, Hicks. Michael Pratt is available. I don't know if I want to go that route in this.
Yeah, it's more of a third-round neighborhood for me.
Colson, Aurorho. Probably one of those three.
Yeah. I don't have a real strong preference. I don't think I'd go Colson.
Okay.
They're all about the same. Aurorho to me is really attractive.
Yeah.
But it's the least need.
But it gives you another second round defensive lineman, and boy, mm-hmm. he fits the mold.
He does. And with the bonus picks, I think that's the luxury item you can afford now.
Yeah.
Just mold him and, hey, Cam, hang out with him a lot.
You want to go that route?
Yeah, I do.
All right, we got two big guys.
Okay, I can live with that.
One on each side
of
the ball.
Square those guys off in one-on-ones.
Yeah. We are up again here at pick 84.
I think corner has to take precedence.
Top players available. Jalen Wright, Cameron Kitchens, Spencer Rattler, Cedric Van Pran, Blake Corum, Marshawn Nyland, Tavondre Sweat, Cam Hart.
I think you just take Hart.
Yeah. Sione Vaki is there as well.
Okay.
Chris Abrams, Drain.
Give me another 6'3 corner.
Yeah.
Have a basketball team at that position.
He's in the mix.
Yeah.
Cam Hart it is. We got another pick here coming.
Yeah, say now we can just kind of take best available almost.
Cameron Kitchens, still there.
All right.
Spencer Rattler. Javon Solomon, but he's an edge. Michael Hall, we already got defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Andrew Phillips still there.
Okay.
He might be able to play some slot for me.
Yeah. He's a lot different than – what's his height and weight they've listed? I know it's not official, but
– they listed at 6 foot 187. He actually did play 223 snaps in the slot last year at Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
We didn't get a top two-round corner, but if we took two in the third round, and even if one hits, you're happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind the idea of throwing a bunch at the fan and see what sticks.
And they're different.
They're different styles, yeah.
Styles, too.
Yeah. That's not bad. I would certainly be in the mix.
Maris Liafu.
Okay.
Ray Davis, the running back from mm-hmm. Kentucky. He's an interesting guy.
I like the player, yeah.
Tommy Eichenberg, the linebacker out of Ohio State.
Does Rattler do anything for you?
I'm interested.
Yeah.
He's just tiny.
He's little.
He's
yeah.
small.
Yeah. There's a lot of ability, but he's small.
Yeah.
I'm fine with a Kentucky corner. Would you take him over Kitchens? Or best linebacker available, or project tackle, the Texas tackle there, or any of those dudes?
Yeah.
The receiver that stands out?
Jacob Cowing out of Arizona is available.
Okay.
We got to look at that position because I think after too much farther here, there's not much.
The tackle you're talking about?
At wide receiver.
Oh, a wide receiver. Yeah, I would like to get a receiver.
Cowling is the best one available. Aeneas Smith out of Texas A&M. Javon Baker out of UCF.
Cornelius I'm a fan Johnson. Of his.
Are you?
Yeah. He was a Bama high recruit.
Yeah, right.
I think he's really interesting.
Yeah.
That would be my vote of the names we've heard so far.
Really?
Yeah, Javon I like Baker quite a bit. Downfield guy. He was quite good this past year. Yeah.
We can take him.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Javon Baker it is. Now we're up here again. Oh, how about that? Tyke Smith, the top player available.
Okay.
He would fill a need.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You got Justin Oboedek, the edge rusher out of Alabama. Iboikbe.
Okay.
Don't know much
the
about
the other
it.
One, yeah. We don't need an edge anyway.
Braylon Allen, McKinley Jackson, Jordan Travis, Will Shipley.
I've heard a lot of mixed opinions on Jordan Travis. That I forget how it was described. I was listening. It's like, it's not always pretty, but it gets the job done.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of unorthodox way of playing, and if you reel him in for a year.
I mean, they were really good when they still had him.
Yeah, I mean,
really
he was a difference maker.
Yeah.
And he's probably the end of, if you're going to get a quarterback, it's probably now or never.
A premium quarterback, yeah.
I mean, one that could maybe be a starter
right.
someday, or at least be a long-term too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going in with Tannehill and Pickett, I'd be really interested in somebody like him.
Just looking here, there's really, I mean, we filled center,
mm-hmm.
defensive
D-line's
tackle.
Done. Corner's done.
Corner.
Well, it's not, we could do a slot.
We could do another corner.
Another D-back in general wouldn't be
terrible.
I mean,
Tyke Smith's not.
Yeah, he would play.
You know, and then it comes down to, do you take Tyke Smith or do you take the quarterback?
I was about to say the exact same thing. He plays plenty of slot, though, right?
Tyke, I think he does, yeah.
I think him and Buller both have done quite a bit of slot.
He played 434 snaps there last year.
I think that's a move. You'd think he'd be a great special teamer right off the bat.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
All right.
And I think you're,
we have
you're
another
not going
pick
with the quarterback.
Next.
No, yeah. Okay.
So now we can take the
I
quarterback.
I think quarterback now, right. Okay. I got all screwed up after the trade. Forgot that we have two in a row now.
So we take Jordan Travis here?
Yeah.
Okay. We had extra picks.
It's worth the risk, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the benefits of the trade down is that extra pick. You get the quarterback, and maybe he's a bust and is out of the league in 2 years, but maybe he ends up being a starter in the last 10
maybe
years.
Maybe he's
you
know, your right? backup for the next
right.
5 years.
Cheap backup goes a long way, too.
Okay, our last pick here at 198. Top players available, Hunter Norzad. Center from Penn State. Steel Chambers, linebacker from Ohio State.
Ooh. Did a little homework on him. He can fly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gonna be a name at the combine. Everyone's talking about Eichenberg, but this guy's got some things to work out. But he's kind of that will linebacker coverage space dude. It's kind of what they need.
Yeah. It's not bad.
We didn't take a linebacker. He'd be helping special teams immediately. Fly down on kickoffs. So he'd be in the mix for me.
Yeah. Javian Cohen is still there. Frank
a good
Gore,
player, yeah.
Frank Gore Jr. Tyron Hopper, the linebacker out of Missouri.
Okay.
Jace McClellan, the running halfback out of Alabama.
I mean, running back kind of works, but I think I'd rather get a young defensive player.
I think Steel Chambers might be the
pick. Yeah. I no problem with that at all.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to test really well.
Yeah, 6'1", 232.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was highly recruited and, you know, has some athletic ability.
Yeah.
No, that fits in.
All right. We can add another young linebacker to the mix with Steel Chambers. And Steel to the Steelers.
Steel, I'm going to say, it's perfect.
Works Steely out well.
Steely McBeam will give him a big hug.
All right, we're getting our grade here.
Yeah, I don't care about the grades.
Jackson Powers-Johnson gets us an A-.
Yeah, cool.
We did, of course, the trade. Rook Aurora, we got a C.
Okay.
Cam,
I bet that changes after the combine.
Yeah. Cam Hart, we got a B.
Javon, that's kind of a need pick. Yeah.
Javon Baker was a D.
Really?
Tyke Smith was an A.
Nice.
Jordan Travis, a C+. Steel Chambers, an A-. Overall, we got a B+ grade.
Okay. I mean, certainly helped special teams, addressed a lot of needs. Hopefully you have
really
a franchise center.
All of our needs.
I'd say we kind of ran out of spots to go look for.
Yeah. I mean, we
even got the quarterback.
We got a quarterback. We got, if you look at the offensively, we got a center, wide receiver, quarterback.
Yeah.
And then defensively, we got a defensive lineman, a cornerback, a safety, and a linebacker.
Yeah. Everything but an edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
That's
is
exactly
really
what you
need.
Right. You didn't need a tight end. You didn't need a running back. A tackle would have been nice.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, I mean,
that would
have been the thing that's of such is life, you know. Okay. That's not bad.
All right. I'm gonna save this image.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we're doing that.
We'll have to go over which one we like the best at the end of the week. We'll do that on Friday.
Friday we can trade.
Friday we can trade like crazy. Right? We could end up trading down 17 times.
We didn't get a great offer in round one.
We didn't. Yeah.
Usually there's three or four to pick from.
I don't want
to
move down that far.
Probably not. Especially the way the corners were falling. Yeah. And you know the tackles aren't going to fall. And, you know, right.
There were basically three guys that we would have taken, maybe four that we would have taken. So I'm not moving farther down than 24.
Yeah. Oh, we also end up with a Ravens pick next year.
And we got a Ravens pick next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So every time we beat them, we get a better pick.
Absolutely.
I bet if we would have picked the 31 or 32, because both Super Bowl teams offered us a deal, I think we'd ended up with like Graham Barton.
Well, let's see who was available.
Yeah,
at that
point. Okay.
So if we'd have traded down, Graham Barton went at 25.
Just pretend Powers Johnson got picked.
Yeah. The picks after ours: Jerzon Newton, Jared Versey, Brian Thomas, Enos Rakestraw, Graham Barton, Troy Franklin, Peyton Wilson, Tyler Guyton at 28, Ladd McConkey at 29. Mims went at 30.
I was going to say, whenever you mentioned Guyton and Mims not being there, if I was sitting there at 32 or 31, maybe I'd try to get to 27.
Yeah.
You know, and give up less than we went to go backwards, of course.
Tyler Newbin went at 31, and then Troy Fatanu at 32.
Someone mocked Fatanu to the Steelers at 20 the other day, and I'm like,
we're going to do that draft next.
What's that? Okay. All right. I don't love that.
A little teaser. Right, I don't either. We'll talk about that when we return.
Who would you take in at 31?
Zach Frazier went at 35.
Yeah, that'd have been a consideration.
So
yeah.
Newbin would have been a consideration, I think, for me as well.
I thought he was gone.
Given what? Yeah, well, he went at 31.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wouldn't have been terrible.
I mean,
he could have been best available, yeah.
I'm just looking here at the TJ.
We'd have had a lot more stuff if we went to 31.
TJ Tampa was the next cornerback taken at 39.
That's
yeah, I'm not taking him that high. Maybe Darius Robinson?
That'd be interesting.
It'd be in consideration.
Yeah. I mean, we'd probably have an extra second and we'd have some more stuff, but okay. I don't feel terrible about missing it then.
No, I don't either. That was our second mock draft this week. We'll do our third with lots of trades on Friday. Everybody likes the trades.
No, the trades are fun, yeah. Tomorrow maybe, or Friday, we might just get unrealistically insane with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to have extra first-round picks next year.
Damn it. Oh, yeah. We'll be loaded. Draft 17 guys.
Anyways, let's take a break here. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll go over that mock draft.
Cool.
That Matt was just talking about right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt referenced a mock draft.
Yeah, I didn't know who did it.
We kind of gave away the Steelers pick
guess
on.
I sort of did.
But it's Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft 2.0.
Again, we talked about an hour ago. This is the media is starting to catch up with some stuff coming out of buildings and things like this. Mocks change a lot right around combine time.
But I didn't love who they had the Steelers take.
I didn't like it either. So if you didn't hear, pretend like you don't know.
Yeah. If you weren't paying attention. So he has Caleb Williams going number one to the Bears. Drake May at 2 to Washington. The Patriots take Marvin Harrison at 3.
I get it. I mean, I think you and I have leaned that way towards you could either try to get Fields. You could even sign Kirk Cousins. I mean, think how much
Jimmy Garoppolo, whoever.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Or maybe you trade back up for McCarthy or take Penix or Nix or whomever. I mean, there's other options.
And because they're more than a quarterback away.
Yeah, and they got the best player in the draft probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to turn your nose up at him.
Yeah, they need a couple of drafts to rebuild that to a large degree.
Yeah, he'd go a long way to starting a passing game going the right direction, though.
Arizona then takes Malik Nabers.
Yeah, got it.
At 5, the Chargers take Joe Alt.
I think that's more and more of a possibility, too. It's just such a Harbaugh thing to do. And it's funny because I knew I ruined it last segment because I was listening to Bucky and DJ's conversation. And they you know, they do a podcast based off the mock. And why he went with Alt here is, to no shock, the Harbaugh connection, the Chargers hired someone from the Ravens organization, I forget his name, to be the general manager. And DJ's like, I was with the Ravens when we drafted Jonathan Ogden in the first round, and he played guard for a year. You know, like, those people don't care. They're just going to take linemen, and they're going to run the ball, and Pimpkins could be the right tackle, and Alt can be a guard for the year, and then they'll move him to right tackle or whatever. Like, it's a very Harbaugh Ravens thing to do.
Yeah. At 6, the Giants take Jaden Daniels. This is the problem. If you're Arizona and the Chargers.
Yeah.
If you can move down one spot. And New England passes on the quarterback.
Yeah.
You're going to get – the phone's going to be ringing.
Phone's going to be ringing. You know, especially the Vikes, Denver, those type of teams.
The Falcons.
Falcons, if you don't want to go far, yeah.
At 7, The Titans then take Fashanu.
Okay. Yeah.
At 8.
Their bum alt's gone probably, yeah. You know.
At 8, the Falcons take J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback out of Michigan.
We did a mock the other day, and I put him there too. I mean, I don't love McCarthy, but everyone's saying Combine's going to be great for him, blah, 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 blah. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd be happy about that if you're the Steelers.
At 9, the Bears then take Odunziehe.
Now you're real happy.
Which is
the
why,
right.
You know, to me, it just makes sense to move down a couple of spots.
But even just think of how this went. You get Williams and Odunziehe. You probably get a second for Fields, if not more. I mean, there's almost no wrong answer for the Bears.
There isn't.
You know,
again,
the fact that Odunziehe falls as far is really nice.
All those future firsts are...
Oh, I know. Wow. I love that kind of stuff, too. But I wouldn't love taking Jared Verse there.
No.
Yeah, you know, or somebody like that, you know.
The Jets then take Talisi Fuaga.
Okay. I know DJ's very, very high on him.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know if the Combine will do him a lot of favors, though, against Guyton, Mims, Latham.
Well, you know. I know he'll probably end up putting up like 40 reps on the bench
because
he is
right.
Ridiculously strong.
Right. He also doesn't have super long arms, which is good for that.
The Vikings then take Dallas Turner.
I think he'd be pretty happy with that.
Denver takes Verse.
Okay. None of these edge rushers blow my skirt up, to be honest, but I also haven't studied them as much as other positions.
At 13, the Raiders take Terrion Arnold.
Sure. I mean, I've seen a lot of people talk about corner runs early. It hasn't happened yet.
It keeps happening in our pro football focus drafts. At 14, the Saints take J.C. Latham.
That's a nice pickup. Ramchek's injury is worse than I thought.
Yeah. At 15, the Colts take Nate Wiggins.
Okay. That adds up. I mean, they drafted a bunch of corners, but none of them look like stars.
At 16, Seattle.
Colts are a weird spot for them. I think they could go like 5 different directions.
The Seahawks take Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas.
That's a Ravens type of move, you know. It could be their Matabuke type.
At 17, the Jaguars take Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo.
I don't think he'll be there at 20.
No, I don't think he will either.
Yeah.
They're the team. They could go for a cornerback. They could go for Jackson Powers Johnson.
They could
go a lot of different ways that
they could
really kind of line up with what the Steelers might be looking
at. Yeah, they may influence the Steelers pick quite a bit.
At 18, the Bengals then take Brock Bowers.
Wow. I mean, that's a luxury pick. But Burrow, Bowers, Chase, and Higgins.
Doesn't solve their offense. They're a big hole at right tackle.
Huge. Boy, that's some firepower, though.
At 19, the Rams take Jackson Powers Johnson.
They just cut a center. And
they
the
just
other
cut a center, and the other one's a free agent.
Yeah. That could absolutely happen.
At 20, the Steelers take Troy Fatanu. And
I don't like it.
Why?
Yeah, right.
Why? He projects as a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Your guards are fine.
Guards are fine. I listened to the podcast. They don't spend a ton of time on every pick, and he didn't really dig into this.
Well, here's
one.
What he says.
Okay.
Pittsburgh invested in its offensive line in round one for the second year in a row. Fatanu fits the physical identity the Steelers are looking to create. He can play anywhere on the line, but it would be fun to watch him line up next to 2023 first-round draft pick Broderick Jones.
So he's
projecting him at guard. If you made that, then you're telling James Daniels you're playing center.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I think I'd still put him at right tackle. I mean, if you told me I have to take him at 20, I don't know. It just doesn't add up to me. An O-lineman adds up, but not him.
I mean, if he's your best guy available, if you have a top 12 grade on him, I get it. But again,
I like the player. It's like Skoronski last year. You know, I just don't. I just don't think it builds your line the way you want it to.
At 21, the Dolphins take Leitu.
They could go a lot of directions, too.
The edge rusher out of UCLA.
Yeah.
At 22, the Eagles take Enos Rakestraw.
Okay.
At 23, Houston takes Brian Thomas.
Ooh, wow. Imagine him. That's a pick you make when you're in that situation. Wow.
At 24, the Cowboys take Tyler Guyton.
Okay. I would have taken Guyton ahead of who DJ had him taken.
Well, I get somebody else I would have taken.
Yeah, I know there's more.
And he's the next pick. At 25, the Packers take Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'd take DeJean over all the possible tackles, including Latham.
Yeah.
You know, as it stands today.
At 26, the Buccaneers take Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a really good chance they lose Evans. it's lying season, but
yeah,
I'm sure it's from Evans' agent. But Evans and the Bucks are super far away, and blah 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 blah. Yeah, you know.
At 27, Arizona takes Darius Robinson, the big defensive tackle.
Be a good fit for them
out of Missouri.
Yeah.
At 28, Buffalo takes Chop Robinson.
Hey, none of the guys have really worked out. They could go a lot of directions, too.
Leonard Floyd's contract expiring. Yeah. You're not going to bring back Von Miller.
One thing DJ did say on the podcast was Robinson, who went to the Cardinals, he really thinks is a surefire first-round pick.
Yeah.
You know, probably in the to a playoff team. But
at 29, Detroit takes Zach Frazier.
Wow. Well, their guards are up.
Yeah.
I mean, they have one of the best centers in the league. I mean,
it doesn't.
Wouldn't.
I don't see Frazier projecting to play guard in the NFL.
I know he never has.
He did it. Yeah, he did it at West Virginia for. I think it's maybe early in his career.
Okay.
But he's not real tall.
No, he's not.
And you've got you've got maybe the best center in the league.
Yeah, that's kind of like the Steelers' O-line pick. It's like, I see him going in that neighborhood. It just doesn't seem to fit the need in the makeup of the line.
Right. Then at 30, the Ravens take Armarius Mims.
I think he'd gone. I would have taken him ahead of Fatano or whatever's name. Yeah.
And at 31, San Francisco takes Graham Barton.
That'd be a good fit for them. I mean, he'd play somewhere on the interior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Immediately.
And at 32, Kansas City takes Troy Franklin, the wide receiver from Oregon.
Yeah, I think a field stretcher's certainly in the mix there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he just wanted to get Fatanu in the top 20 somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Bowers.
Because that doesn't fit.
Bowers of the Bengals. It's like, I can't have him fall any further. I have to shove him in there somewhere.
Like, Fatanu would make more sense even in Cincinnati.
Yes. Be a right tackle
or
whatever. Yeah. I mean, they could even use a center, too. Yeah, I don't love that pick at all. I think Fatanu on DJ's top 50 is pretty darn high.
Yeah.
So it's probably what happened is he's looking at it like, I don't want this guy falling to 30.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he probably won't. I just don't think he fits here.
No, I don't. And they do have the. And
if you remember, Atlanta took Bergeron last year. I'm just thinking about Arthur Smith. And he was kind of that guy. Tackle at Syracuse, plugged him in a guard, and he was fine, but they don't need a guard.
If you look at it, Lance Zierlein has his grades up now. He gives him a 6.41, which means he'll become a good starter within 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you look at the positives and negatives, plays with lateral hustle to make backside and play side zone blocks, works to center and land with finesse pad post contact, generates pass or push from the lower half on down blocks and double teams. Sets out to the rusher with good lateral quickness and knee bend, maintains active hands and feet to stay in front of the rusher, and keeps his weight back to avoid being countered off balance and protection.
He's a good player.
Weaknesses, longer opponents, gain extension, and ride him out of block sustain. Run blocking technique eventually gets away from him. Has issues with hand slippage due to inconsistent placement. Slow to fire his pass punch and rarely closes a rusher down with a hand latch, and gets beaten inside when he's too eager to oversets to the edge.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, some of those are correctable stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. The length isn't.
Yeah, the source said he comes from a good program, and he's a hard-nosed player who can take coaching, love the makeup. I mean, again, I like
that part, too.
I like the player.
True. I do, too. I watched him quite a bit. You know, they were on TV quite a bit, and it was like, oh, he's a really good prospect.
Yeah.
I just don't think for the Steelers. Like, I want him for the Dolphins that have multiple O-line needs, or the Niners, you know, where you have one guy in place, and Tennessee, like Skoronski last year, you know, like, yeah, he could do this or this. Like, I want a center or I want a tackle.
Right.
Or both. You know, I don't want to.
Those are more specific spots.
I want a true center or I want a 6'6 dude with condor arms. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I'm in the mood for, or I'm living with what I got.
Yeah. We're cornerback.
Well, yeah. I'm just talking about O-line needs. Yeah. Again, DeGene would be, I'd gladly take him at 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put him in the mix somewhere.
I mean,
I think DeGene would be my pick of the guys that went after him in the first round.
Is he the guy who we're starting to see the most variance?
Oh, yeah.
With?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think.
I mean, we just did a mock draft. He went fifth.
He went fifth. I've said this for a while. I fear that after the combine, he's first defense player off the board.
Yeah.
I mean, there's those nine offensive dudes, the Bowers, the two tackles, three receivers, three quarterbacks, but no one knows who the 10th guy is or the first defensive player is, there's room to that's there for the stealing. You know, it could be him.
Yeah. Although it makes some sense, Harbaugh taking at 5. Mm-hmm.
Is that where he went?
A Big Ten cornerback.
Yeah. That's somewhat of an advantage that he has. Yeah. He recruited all those dudes, played against all those dudes. Hopefully he doesn't use it as a crutch and say, I'll just take the Michigan guy.
Like, yeah.
The year I was with the Browns.
We've seen it work both ways.
Yeah. Butch took it to the extreme. This is a true story. Like they left the day before the draft. I wasn't there yet. And everyone in the building thought they were taking Richard Seymour. He gets there the next morning and they take Gerard Warren because he recruited him heavily and he was from Florida and he knew the family and he felt more comfortable. He couldn't sleep at night, with that. And that obviously didn't work out.
Yeah.
And if you look at those teams that I was a part of, so many dudes from the U, but they were the U. They were awesome players. Like they drafted Winslow right before I got there because they knew more of them. And even like they took Green, the running back from Boston College.
William Green, yeah.
I couldn't remember his first name because they played against them in the Big East. Like, they didn't have anyone from Colorado or Washington or USC or, you know, from that. They were playing with a really short deck.
Yeah.
And that luckily, the U is a good place to shop.
It worked out for Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work out all the time, though.
Right. I mean, he happened to know Aikman super well.
And you also don't get the Minnesota Vikings trading you half their draft.
Sure.
You know, for Herschel
Walker.
I mean,
to use from a short deck is crazy. But if Harbaugh does have certainly knowledge of these dudes, a lot of them since they were 16 years old.
Yeah.
Which is helpful.
Yeah. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. That was Daniel Jeremiah's second go at a mock draft, by the way. I'm Dale Lally, and you're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this. Steeler fans, gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers pro shops located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets. You can also visit online at shop.steelers.com. I assume that's what a lot of our listeners do.
I would imagine. I mean, we have so many listeners. We don't talk about this much. We have so many listeners from not in Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just from all over the country, all over the community.
More
all over
of
the
our
globe.
Listeners are from not in Pittsburgh than
probably
are in
true.
Pittsburgh.
Probably true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Absolutely. Steelers on their website. It looks like Mike Sullivan, they've settled on a title for Mike Sullivan.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Senior offensive assistant.
Good. Hindsight's easy, but I thought last offseason somebody like that should have been in the mix. And I think he's a perfect background history with the team to be – that's a highly respected job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Knows the personnel.
Right. And he's not with the running backs every day or the receivers every day, but you oversee it all. You have the head coach and coordinator's ear in a big way. And you're kind of consigliere, you know what I mean? You know, it's a important part.
Yeah, so the staff Good. Is pretty much set at this point. Now, a lot more guys on offense than defense.
That's always the case,
yeah.
But still, it's not a gigantic staff by NFL standards, especially
defensively.
No, but
it's bigger now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just count assistants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's 10, and then 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Including special teams,
Including special teams, yeah.
Yeah, and 18 is with Tomlin. With Coach Tom.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy.
I see some of these other teams that have like 30 guys on staff.
Yeah. I understand the value, you know, that, hey, you go do this little thing. You go deal with that. You develop, you know, the scout team guys for future years. But sometimes I just think it's too many cooks in the kitchen.
I think it's overkill.
Yeah, I think it's overkill. Yeah. 100%.
Especially, you know, and then I start seeing these guys like, well, this guy, you know, he was the passing game coordinator on third downs or third down passing game coordinator for the Rams. What the hell is that?
What is that? And I always wonder too, like on game day, does that cause confusion? You know, like it's 3rd and 5. Who's in charge? You know,
right.
Is it the passing game dude or the head coach or the offense coordinator, the quarterback coach? I mean, I know they lay it all out, but it could be a lot of people on the headsets on game day too.
Well, that's the thing you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. And I wonder if, and we'll find out more about this, maybe Omar Khan will spill the beans on it next week, or Mike Tomlin talks at the owners' meetings.
Both those things are right on the horizon.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You know, maybe part of Sullivan's job is being the guy who helps with replays.
Oh, okay. That would be smart.
You know, that was when Terrell Austin was the senior defensive assistant. Mm-hmm. He really didn't have a title.
Yeah, that was
what he did.
Oh, really?
In the box.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, they haven't been good at it, to be frank.
Well, they've been better than... They went through a stretch where they weren't good at it.
Where
Tomlin, you know, missed on some. He bats around 500 since then.
Has he? Okay.
I know everybody, well, he never gets any right. That's not true.
Yeah. It's not as easy a job as you think.
It really isn't.
I used to sit right next to the Browns guy when we were there, and times were different then, but he's watching the TV, he's watching the scoreboard. I mean, I'm sure you could do something with your phone or a tablet at some point, but
and the thing is,
you got to do it now.
When you're on the road...
And on the road, it's difficult, too.
You're not seeing it on the scoreboard, because if it's a close play and it goes against the home team, they're not showing it.
Yeah.
They're not showing it.
And there's crowd noise and all that stuff. It's easier when you're sitting at home drinking beer.
Yeah. Then you're hoping that they show a replay on TV before you have to get the play call in.
Oh, 100%.
Otherwise, the head coach has to make a bang-bang, you know, call on.
Yeah. I bet the league in general is well under 50%.
It's under 50%,
okay, that adds up. I mean, because there's probably a couple no-brainers.
And there are
but
some,
those don't happen as much anymore.
There are some, you know, that you're never, like, spot of the ball in a pile.
A pile.
Is never getting overturned.
No.
Because they can't see the hash marks. They can't see, like, mm-mm. It just doesn't get overturned.
Yeah.
The only time you see spot of the ball overturned is if it's in the open field. And there's a hash mark close by. There's some kind of element on the field that they can judge it against.
Or it fumbles out of bounds and they didn't give it, you know, the right spot.
Otherwise, it's not getting overturned. Like,
no,
there are certain
things
that...
No, there are ones that's not even worth your time. I wonder if that should be a coach or not. I mean, I've never given this much thought. I just know with the Browns, it was like an administrative scout type guy, you know, that didn't have a position coach to coach or whatever. You know, Sullivan's going to be very involved with the... play sequencing, and boy, the left tackle's having a tough time, or we're mashing them on the right side. I don't know.
Well, the interesting thing, the dynamics going to be interesting is, you know, is Arthur Smith going to be on the field?
Yeah.
And Sullivan in the box, or vice versa?
I don't know if you know this answer. Do you know if Smith was on the field or in the box with
the
Titans?
I don't know.
Obviously, as a head coach, he was.
Yeah.
So he's
and maybe
probably
he's more comfortable
both.
On the field.
I'd say maybe. I mean, that's what he's done for 3 years in a row. I don't know. That stuff's interesting, though.
Yeah, it's things that are going to be kind of sussed out here over the next couple
I bet
of
him
months.
And Sullivan are in opposite spots.
Yeah, they won't be in the same spot. That's kind of my point with that. Like,
that
one
side.
Will be upstairs, one will be downstairs. Because
mm-hmm.
Maybe your quarterback's coach wants to be on the field. You have to have somebody...
Oh, sitting there going right next to your head. You know,
right.
Like, O-line coaches are always on the field.
Yeah.
They got their boys together. You get your hands on and get dirty with them. One of the guys will be like that with the quarterback. Probably the quarterback coach.
Probably, the quarterback coach, and maybe Sullivan's upstairs.
And, that adds up.
Yeah.
That adds up. I am glad that they brought back both interim coordinators.
Yeah.
Because you know Kenny's going to be here. It indicates to me there won't be wholesale changes with the offense. Of course there'll be changes. There'll be major changes. But I bet you I think there's a better chance that you keep the run game intact as it is. Things like that, you know.
And honestly, both guys did a good job with what they were throwing at them last year.
Yeah, they had a tough road to hoe, and I thought they did quite well.
Yeah, so.
You know, they got a lot out of Rudolph. They got a lot out of the run game, you know,
And maybe that, you know, you look at that, and maybe Mason Rudolph looks at it and goes, wow, these guys.
Yeah, that's more appealing to me to come back.
Yeah.
I think that's possible.
So.
No, good. The staff is in place. I'm glad Sullivan's returned. Good.
Yep. Anyways, that's going to do it for the show today, Matt.
One more show before we're on the road.
I did hear that I was listening to some NFL radio on the way here. It looks like Mike Williams is going to be the odd man out.
Oh, really?
With the Chargers.
Okay. Curious what he gets on the open market with his injury history, but talent. I mean, okay. So that's pretty much a done deal, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
They still got to make, I would assume it's going to be Khalil Mack, but who knows?
Could be multiple. I'm sure they're trying to get some trade offers for those guys, but
they're too
expensive.
Much. The money's too much.
Oh, it's brutal.
Too much. But anyways, that's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I am Dale Lally, and we thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.